A couple of years ago, the California legislature set limits on the rates that state prison inmates could be charged for making telephone calls. But that measure does not apply to county jails, where the costs of calls remain unregulated. Tracy Rosenberg, executive director of Media Alliance in Oakland, is part of a national phone justice campaign to change that.
We have a limited amount of providers, primarily Global Telink. And we have a complicated thing because there are certain security measures that have to be added for calls into and out of prisons. But those facts have been used to justify calling rates, which are colossally high.
Like most California counties, Sonoma uses the Atlanta-based Global Tel Link to provide telephone services in its jails. With that service, the minimum charge for a local call is $2.14 for what is called the connection fee, plus 6 cents per minute of calling time. For out-of-state calls, that jumps to $3.08 to connect and 69 cents per minute, according to jail administrative captain Patty Bennett, who declined to be recorded for this story. However, those interstate rates should be going down later this year in response to an August 9th FCC decision that will cap them at 25 cents per minute. Connection fees were not addressed in the FCC ruling. One reason those rates are so high, contends Rosenberg, is the sizable commission that the county collects on each call.
We're looking at a commission rate that is approximately 57% on phone calls, which is extremely high. So we are asking why that's the case and why we couldn't look at either flat rate calling, as we do in state facilities, or even a commission rate closer to 10, 15, or 20%.
In the past fiscal year, jail phone call revenues for Sonoma County totaled a little more than $380,000, Captain Bennett said. But she also noted that none of that money goes into the county's general fund. Instead, it is set aside for the Inmate Welfare Trust Fund, which supports a range of free classes for prisoners, including AA, anger management, life and job skills, and others. Library services and the local Friends Outside chapters also get some of these funds, some of which come from other sources than phone calls. But Christina Mansfield, co-founder of Civic, an advocacy group for undocumented immigrants who have been jailed, argues that this is not an appropriate way to pay for those services.
They take pride in the programs that they offer. This is how they fund them. However, it's really hard to reconcile because the ability of people to maintain contact with their families is just as important as any program that's going to prepare someone to come back out into society and be successful. There needs to be a reassessment of how programs are funded and that they cannot be funded on the backs of the really vulnerable families who can't afford to be charged these ridiculous phone rates.
Tracy Rosenberg also notes that under Governor Brown's prison realignment program, thousands of inmates have been moved from state prisons, where the phone costs are regulated, to county jails, where they are not. Such realigned inmates presently account for 1/5 of the Sonoma County jail population. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.